From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Afghan leaders promise reform and seek aid in Washington talks. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah held talks Monday with top U.S. officials at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, near Washington, on the way forward more than 2 months after the NATO combat mission ended. Among those taking part was Secretary of State John Kerry.
Partnership with the United States is foundational for the government of national unity, and we are delighted to have the opportunity to discuss a changing context and to be able to affirm a partnership that's based on values, respect for democratic process, electoral reforms, comprehensive reforms of the economy, governance, and related issues.
The Afghan leaders are to meet President Obama and Vice President Biden at the White House Tuesday. The medical charity group Doctors Without Borders has criticized the global response to the epidemic of Ebola, which killed more than 10,000 people, mostly in three West African countries over the past year. The World Health Organization proclaimed the outbreak an international emergency in August. Christopher Stokes is Doctors Without Borders' general director.
This was clearly an international epidemic, and it's really a shame that somehow WHO and the international community only woke up when Westerners were infected and had to be medevaced to Texas or to Spain.
The UN Health Agency Monday denied politics swayed their decision-making process and defended its strong operational response last year. Meanwhile, new cases are still being reported in Guinea, where the disease was first detected a year ago, and Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has warned Arab states would take necessary measures against Yemen's Houthi rebels if a peaceful solution cannot be found to end their fight against the government of President Rabu Mansour Hadi. Yemen's foreign minister Riyad Yassin has called on Gulf countries to intervene militarily against the Shia Houthi rebels who seized the capital Sana'a in September and are now advancing south toward Mr. Hadi's base in Aden. The Houthis Sunday captured the city of Taiz, about 180 kilometers northwest of Aden. At a UN Security Council emergency meeting Sunday, the U.S. ambassador urged all the rival parties in Yemen to return to UN-mediated peace talks. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi will visit Washington next month to discuss the ongoing fight against Islamic State militants. The April 14 meeting will be Mr. al-Abadi's first state visit to the U.S. since becoming prime minister in August. President Obama, in a video released Monday, called for free and fair elections in Nigeria Saturday and for Nigerians to reject the violence that has marred the country's previous polls.
So I call on all leaders and candidates to make it clear to their supporters that violence has no place in democratic elections, and that they will not incite, support, or engage in any kind of violence before, during, or after the votes are counted.
He said successful elections will be key to stopping the insurgent group Boko Haram and allow more than a million displaced Nigerians to return home. A warning that African elephants in the wild could be extinct in a matter of decades was issued Monday at a conservation meeting in Botswana. A report by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species said poaching rates in areas being monitored still exceed the natural birth rate. Chekede Kama is Botswana's Minister of Environment, Wildlife and Tourism.
It's up to Africa to say no. We have to say no. But as long as the political will is not there, and as long as corruption is in place, I can guarantee you it's going to take longer than we would like.
Poaching is believed to be a driving factor in the rising demand for ivory in Asia. It's estimated that the elephant population across Africa in the wild has dropped from 550,000 in 2006 to about 470,000 in 2013, with East Africa the hardest hit. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and German Chancellor Angela Merkel held talks Monday in Berlin, aimed at bridging sharp differences over Greece's tenuous economic future. Mr. Tsipras is seeking short-term financial aid from the European Union in order to service the country's $270 billion debt to European creditors in the coming months, as well as to keep Athens from falling out of the 19-member eurozone. The creditors are demanding tough spending cuts and reforms in exchange for further bailout funds. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.